Stay With Me, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Tell me again why you can't heal yourself, Jaulan says when Yitsun looks to be nodding off again. He keeps pressing against the gaping fucking hole in Yitsun's stomach. Yitsun's lip curls in a vague suggestion of disgust. I told you, Yitsun manages to get out between labored breaths. Fine. Why you can't do it any faster, Jaulan amends. His voice quavers a bit as he remembers the feel of Yitsun's intestines between his fingers, slippery and warm as he tried to stuff them back inside Yitsun. At this rate, you're going to die of blood loss or something first. I know. Jaulan thinks that would have been a hiss had Yitsun had the breath for it. Jaulan can't even get up and go look for help, or at least try to find out where they are, because if he stops keeping pressure on Yitsun's wound, if he stops trying to keep Yitsun awake, he's pretty sure this isn't what Shen Wei had in mind when he pointedly suggested the two of them spend some time together and learn to get along. But apparently, the thing that had attacked them, the thing that would have killed Zhao Yunlan had Yitsun not gotten in the way and portaled them somewhere, had poisoned claws. Apparently, the poison made the healing happen very, very slowly. Zhao Yunlan thinks if it was any other Di Xingren, with the exception of Shun Wei probably, they'd be dead already. Zhao Yunlan is never, ever taking a walk on the outskirts of Di Xing anymore. At least not before someone tells him in detail exactly what kind of creatures are out there. Here? Maybe he should have paid more attention when Shen Wei told him that Di Xing is dangerous, even now, with the lantern providing its constant light. Jaulan sort of wants to pull away the wadded bloody cloth, his shirt, that he's pushing against Yitsun's wound, just to check if it's any better. He knows it's a bad idea, but Yitsun is looking far too pale and Jaulan needs some sort of assurance that he's not going to die. Not before Shen Wei can find them, and Shen Wei is going to be tied up at the palace for hours still. I really don't want you to die, Jaulan says, sounding a bit desperate to his own ears. He thinks it wasn't too long ago that he wanted nothing more than Yitsun dead. He remembers wanting that. He hadn't known until now that he doesn't anymore. Yitsun makes a small noise that might be amusement or just pain. I've gotten used to having you around, annoying me, Jaulan adds, because that's a bit more like them, isn't it? I'm going to... Remember you said that? Yitsun mumbles faintly. Jaulan wonders if he will. Yitsun's lucidity seems to come and go. Blood loss and poison and whatever those claws had torn apart inside Yitsun. It's a miracle he's awake at all. Yeah, you should. I'm not going to tell you again, Jaulan says, trying to keep his tone light. He's not sure how well he manages. He's not above admitting to himself that he's fucking terrified of the prospect of Yitsun literally bleeding to death under his hands. He's not sure Shen Wei could take that loss. Why did you save me? Jaulan whispers, but it seems like Yitsun's attention has wandered off somewhere again. His eyes are still open, but he doesn't seem to notice Jaulan. For a moment, Jaulan feels relieved. He's not sure he wanted an answer to that question. I'm not going to forgive you if you die saving me, Jaulan says. He tries to feel angry and instead has to blink away the blurriness in his eyes. He's forgiven Yitsun for everything else, hasn't he? He's not sure when that happened. You could have found a less dramatic way of making me realize that I really don't hate you. He blinks again and then looks at Yitsun's face. His eyes have slipped closed, his breathing still coming in those same short gasps. Yetsun, Jaunan says sharply, pressing a bit harder against the wound. Don't you dare! Yetsun blinks his eyes sluggishly. His eyes try to focus on Jaunan.
Yunlan?
Yetsun says, even if it's more the shape of the word on his lips than actual sound. Jaunan feels a jolt, like electricity running through him. He can count the number of times Yetsun has used his name on the fingers of one hand. Jaunan would never have expected that familiar address from Yetsun, and that he uses it now when he's barely aware. Yeah, Jaunan says, forcing the word out despite how it feels like something is lodged in his throat. I need you to stay with me. Can you do that for me? He's not entirely sure what the words spilling from his mouth are, just that he needs to keep Yetsun here with him. Yetsun gives out this half whimper, and Jaunan eases off the pressure on the wound a fraction. I know it hurts, but I can't stop, Jaunan says, and even he isn't sure if that's meant to be an apology or not. Yetsun opens his mouth like maybe he wants to say something. The short gasps of air make something inside Jaunan hurt, and he continues talking before Yetsun can say anything. If you're going to tell me you're used to pain, I will hit you. It's not much of a joke. It hurts Jaunan a bit too much for that. You know, when my hands are free again. There's a small hitch in Yetsun's breathing. Jaunan realizes how very focused he is on listening on Yetsun's every labored breath. I don't like pain, Yetsun pants out between breaths. The short laugh that bursts out of Jaunan is entirely unexpected. He quickly bites his own lip to keep it down. It looks like the effort cost Yetsun, and for the next moments he seems entirely focused on just breathing. Jaunan wants to reach out and smooth some of those long hairs away from his face. To do anything to reassure Yetsun that he'll be fine. Maybe you shouldn't talk, Jaunan says, once he's sure that he's not going to start laughing again as soon as he opens his mouth. Yetsun's eyes focus on him slowly, but Jaunan can still read the exasperated, really, in them. No, I can't stop saying stupid things. If I do, you'll just fall asleep again. And I think I might panic at the silence, he adds in his own mind. But Yetsun doesn't need to know that. So I'll just keep talking, okay? Jaunan talks about whatever comes to mind, jumping from subject to subject without much thought. He doesn't think it matters much. He's not sure how much of it Yetsun catches anyway. At least he manages to stay awake. Didi? Shunwei's cut-off yell makes Jaunan startle. He turns his head and looks up at Shunwei. He hadn't even noticed Shunwei arriving. Jaunan has no idea how long they've been there, with Yetsun dying by inches under his hands. He stares at Shunwei, and then the tears are just welling out of Jaunan's eyes. Shunwei is crouched down next to them in an instant, his hands covering Jaunan's. I didn't... Jaunan tries to say, his breath hitching. I know, Shunwei says, and Jaunan is still aware enough to recognize the tension under the calm tone. You can let go now. For a moment, Jaunan is frozen. No, he can't. Yetsun will... No, Shunwei is here now. Shunwei will make everything all right. Jaunan forces himself to pull his hands away, leaving Shunwei to press against the wound instead. Can you... Jaunan tries to ask, but the rest of the sentence catches in his throat. Shunwei looks grim. I'll try, he says. Gaga? Yetsun mumbles weakly. Before he quite knows what he's doing, Jolan has pushed some of the hair clinging to Yitsun's face away.
He's here. You'll be fine now, I hear.
Jolan whispers. You'll be fine. Chunwei stays quiet, carefully removing the blood-soaked cloth from Yitsun's belly. Jolan really can't tell if the wound is any better or worse than it had been. It still looks horrific. Chunwei presses his hands to the wound and takes a deep breath. Jolan watches the sweat bead on Chunwei's forehead as he stares down at his hands pressed against Yitsun's belly. He follows Chunwei's gaze and slowly, so agonizingly slowly, he thinks he sees the wound start to knit together. For a moment, Jolan has to squeeze his eyes closed, the rush of relief almost knocking him over. He opens his eyes again and fumbles for Yitsun's hand. He squeezes it, and he's not even sure Yitsun notices, his eyes glued to Chunwei. But then Yitsun squeezes back faintly. You'll be fine, Jolan whispers again. The end.